I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
Are you receiving what God is revealing? Because He's showing an awful lot. And I tell you what, it's really easy to miss, because with all of the distracting difficulties of daily life, we can walk right on past them without even noticing that they were there. In fact, they can get hidden in plain sight if we don't keep our eyes peeled for the opportunities. And it's the exact same way that I had walked past this door in Seattle many, many times back when I was a sinful bartender musician. So you're going to have to excuse the story. But back then, some of you know all too well about this. Back then, we used to gig in the city on the weekends a lot of the time, and I used to walk past this door without knowing anything about it until somebody told me it was the sort of secret entrance to an incredible craft cocktail bar. And once you were inside, there was this magical menu of all these strange and inspiring flavors that just changed how I saw normal pubs from that point on. And after that, I was invited to another one where you had to actually text a secret number before they would even open the door. It felt cool. I felt like I was the coolest guy of all time. But same thing, once you got inside that unassuming little door, there was this amazing experience. There's this inspiring experience for those who were willing to seek the subtle entrances to find something extraordinary. And before you get upset that I am comparing speakeasies to spiritual opportunities, I hear it, I understand that. Before you do, you should know that the guys who got me into these pubs are the same who got me to go to this church. So the Lord works in mysterious ways. Let's just leave it at that. And God may not like every choice that we make down here, but I want to make no mistake, He can speak through every choice that we make down here. Amen? Yeah. Anywhere, all the time. He knows us all too well. And I'm telling you this story because the way that that works in our worldly life is the same way that it works in our spiritual walk. Because your life is just full of these unassuming opportunities for an enticing taste of the Holy Spirit, right? It's everywhere. They're just everywhere, just waiting for you to find them. We just have to have the eyes and the ears to anticipate and appreciate what God is trying to communicate, which is why we are all encouraged to taste and see that the Lord is good. You remember a couple of years ago, when we talked about why people yell ole at things like bullfights?
Nope.
Well, aside from Bruce's senior moments, let's just pretend like we all do, okay? I'll refresh your memory. You remember what it means, what ole means, why we yell ole at things like that? Do you remember?
No.
Good, okay, good. Then I'm teaching it for the first time. It means God. Ole means God. The word comes from Allah, you know, like Allah. Ole is what it means. Because down here, when we see something so spectacular that it seems beyond this world, we suspect that it was a sneak peek of something supernatural. And we go, oh, God did that. Ole, ole, right? That's what that means. And that's because it is. It is something supernatural when you see that. Because in this world, errors and entropy are what's natural. And persistent perfection is supernatural, and that's how we describe heaven alone. It's just bigger and more impressive than this place. So God gives us these exciting little glimpses of the coming world to remind us that it is worth waiting for. It's going to be that good. Ole, right? So each one of these ole moments is just meant to be an appetizer that keeps us hungry and happy until we're ready and willing for the full measure of God's full joy. But until then, it's just to excite us, you know, and be like, ooh, that's good. So until then, living in the ole spirit leads us to the hole spirit. Okay, that's the idea. We see these little glimpses and we go, I think God's behind that. I think God's behind that. And then sure enough, it takes you right to Him. Because with every single spectacular sunset that you share with a spouse, You know, and you just, oh, this is an incredible moment, right? And every heartwarming hug that you receive from a friend, and every awe-inspiring meal that we taste with our tongue, every single one of those things, God is providing a momentary peephole into how good it could be if we were just living in heavenly harmony. Right? And that should be exciting. That should be good news, because it's like, that can happen. Down here, it only lasts for like a hot second, but that's about it. And we are talking everything. Everything that is good is that little hint. Everything from that time that you perfectly parallel parked your car and you're like, two moves, I'm the king, right? When you do something like that, to the time at, you know, when you're at work and you tell a joke and everyone laughed so hard they started crying, you're like, I'm the funniest man alive. All of that, every one of those, if you've not had it, it's the best. I get like two a year. That's so great. But you just feel like, this is how it could be. This is how it should be. These are all these little moments, they are just secret entrances to sneak a peek at how good every moment of our heavenly home will be. It's just going to feel like that all the time. Everything the way that it should be. Because down here, earthly pleasures were never meant to permanently satisfy. Outside of barbecue. Barbecue's close. That's maybe permanent satisfaction. No. Because you're always going to be hungry again. But they were never meant to permanently satisfy us. They were only meant to suggest and awaken a higher desire for eternal fulfillment. You're like, this is good, but I want more forever. And so each glimpse of the godly ought to remind and encourage us that living our best life means accepting that the best is yet to come. We get to live in that anticipation. Every little good moment is just, oh, it's going to be so good. Oh, it's going to be so good. So we just got to adjust our eyes. We got to take delight in the Lord by looking for Him behind every single earthly joy. And then when we do that, He will give you the true desires of your heart. In the end, right? He's like, this is where I'm leading you. So you just truly got to ask yourself, here's the real question of the day. Is that what you are doing with your life? That's why you have it. Like, we're just supposed to see what is good. Taste and see. Are you approaching every single moment as an opportunity to taste and see that the Lord is good? And that He is behind everything that's going on? Or really be honest with yourself. Is your mind set on seeing all the reasons to believe that life is bad? Because you can see it both ways. But I tell you, it sure would be such a shame to walk right by something that God specifically built to give you a boost when you need it most. You know, he might have made this moment just for you to enjoy and say, hang in there. It's coming. The goodness is coming. And if you just walk past it, it'd be so sad. So to prevent that travesty from happening, we're going to practice this perspective this morning, okay? We're going to practice how you pause and look for these things in everyday life by identifying potential peepholes, okay? I'm just going to give you some examples. And again, these are just a few examples, but everywhere. I want you to just practice it this week. Everywhere. Try to connect it to what God is trying to show you, because Scripture provides quite a long list of promises about our future that we get to taste in the present, right? And so there's all these, because sometimes you're like, oh, it's going to be great. And you're like, okay, great, I'm just waiting. No. You get to taste them today. And when we keep those promises close to our heart, the previews are so much easier to catch with our eyes. We can see them. And let's start off with the first one, which is a doozy. Here's a promise. You're going to be reunited with Jesus. Woo! Right? That's exciting. We're going to be reunited with Jesus. And if you want to get excited about that reality, there are plenty of sneak peeks that give you a small sense of what that satisfaction is going to feel like. So let me ask you, have you ever had like a family member take a job that takes them away for like a whole season? You ever had like somebody in your family is a commercial fisherman or has a construction contract that takes them to go work in a refinery for a few months? Or maybe you got somebody who's deployed overseas. There's a lot of military in our family, right? Well, if you've ever experienced that, then you know how hard it is to handle their absence, right, while they're gone. And even as it normalizes, you just start to get along and, you know, miss them. You never stop missing them. And so you're just living in that constant state until that one day when they pull into the driveway and you just see it out the window and your heart just jumps out of your body as your emotional reflex just takes over at the reunion and you just go jump on them, you know, love them with everything you got, right? You know that feeling? It happens every day when I come home, right, wife? From the dog. The dog is the only one that comes and is like, I missed you. I was afraid I'd never see you again. You're the greatest human who ever lived. Can I have something to eat? That's essentially it. But that feeling, right? That, oh, just how good it is to be reunited. That is just a tiny taste of how it's going to feel when Jesus fulfills this promise. He says, I will come back. I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also just may be where I am. Boom, together forever. That's gonna happen. So whether it is mom, dad, husband, or wife, every single day that you are excited to see somebody pull into your driveway, take that moment, right? Take that moment and remember it's a fraction of the feeling that we're gonna feel once Jesus is in sight. At some point, you're going to see him come and you're going to go, oh my goodness, it's happening. It's happening. That's a promise. Okay. Second promise that we're going to get a preview of is you're going to defeat death. You'll defeat death. And if you want a sneak peek at that satisfying feeling, think about the last time you were sick and tired. You were so sick and tired that you couldn't even get out of bed. Or worse, you were so sick and tired that you couldn't stop hugging the toilet, where sometimes you're just like, leave me here to die. This is just where I'm going to be now, right? You remember how bad that is? And then remember the morning after the flu finally broke. And you awoke and you thought, I can breathe again. I can move. I'm alive again. You remember that? Like you're still barely alive, but you're like, this is great. I've defeated death. That's right. That's the feeling, because we're told the dead will be raised imperishable. So get a feeling for that. Get a feeling for what that's going to be when you are just bleh, on the ground, you know, like it's so hard, because physical healing can feel like resurrection rehearsal. Like you came back from, every man who's ever been sick knows this, because we are so dramatic. If I get a cold, I'm like, just put it in the will that I love everyone. It's over. That's that. And then it's just, it's curtains for Noah, you know. And then I come back and I'm like, it's a miracle. Can you believe I'm okay today? Tap dance and everything. But it feels like resurrection rehearsal, because sometimes in our minds we're like, this plane is going down. And then when you come out of it, you just feel so alive. And that's because we're meant to eagerly anticipate the comfort and joy of eternal life with an immortal body. That's a promise that's coming. So you get to feel that a few times. So see the relief from sickness and many other things as a peek at heavenly health, what that's going to be like, what that's going to feel like. So next time you're sick, go, here we go. This is going to be great. Okay, here's a third promise that we get to preview. You'll be made new. Okay. New. Really think about what that means. Anybody watch those restoration shows like Rust Valley Restorers or one of the, I know Bruce does because he's always coming, I got a new idea, we're going to, whatever. But I know, yeah, exactly. We're doing it right now to the Ark. But all those things where like they take a junkyard car and they transform it into this showroom beauty, or they take some fixer-upper old house and they strip it down to the studs and then they rebuild it into something gorgeous and glorious, right? I've watched those shows, which is why I've got my own episode going. I'm 18 months into a bathroom remodel. My wife is a patient, wonderful woman. I was like, it's terrible. But this bathroom remodel has gone on forever. But I'll tell you this, we're getting close. I mean, I've been saying that for about a year, but we're getting close. We're getting close, and I'm finally starting to see the deep satisfaction that is coming with a finished restoration. Like when it's all gonna look new and feel great. Well, I tell you, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. You get an upgrade, and you get an upgrade, and you get an upgrade. Everybody gets an upgrade. Everything's getting rebuilt, getting renewed completely from the studs up. And if human hands can renew what's falling apart and turn it into something beautiful down here, just imagine what God's hands can do with you. Right? Can make you better than new. It's just going to be so good. So let every single before and after story that you ever see or that you experience, let those things just raise your expectations for a flawlessly functional future. It's just going to be that good. I'm going to be like able to do all the things that I could never do down here. I'm going to be brand new. And here's a fourth promise. I like this one a lot. You'll stop suffering. you'll stop suffering. And boy, do we need that one, because there's a lot of suffering down here. But to illustrate this, if you want a feeling of that sneak peek, do you remember being a kid and you remember having one of those days where you go to school and everything just went wrong? Like you just, yeah, I know, I choke up because I was a miserable, sad kid, but you would go and you'd take the test and you just bombed it. And then you'd go to recess and everybody was mean and you got out at four square and then it was time to go in and everything went wrong and wrong and wrong and you forgot your lunch and blah, 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 you know, and it was just the worst day until mom met you at the door back home with a hug and a snack so you could just plop down and watch an episode of Saved by the Bell. Oh. It was like the only redeeming, like you were, it was just so hard. And then you just got there and it was okay. That right there, that's a preview. That is a preview of how being in the presence of peace just cures crying, just puts an end to it. And we are promised that God will wipe away every tear from his people's eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain or foursquare, nothing. It's just going to be great. You're just going to just enter in and it's just going to feel great. And if imperfect parents can bring that kind of comfort for an afternoon, we should be excited to experience how the arms of our perfect parent are going to erase all anxiety on the calm couch of eternity where you get to just sit forever. That sounds good to me, but I'm lazy. But yeah, like that feeling of just everything's okay and that warm embrace and how all your stuff at school just didn't matter. It's going to be like that. Everything down here just didn't matter. We just put it behind us. Anyway, that's one of them. And we get to feel that a little bit. But here's number five. Here's a fifth promise. You will be reunited with your loved ones. And I think all of us have felt like this preview, right? We know how good that is. I think all of us have experienced how airport hugs just feel different. There's something about it, right? Airport hugs, because you know it's either at the beginning of a separation or at the end of a separation. And that is because absence makes the heart grow fonder, but absence also makes the reunion all the sweeter, right? It just does when you just miss someone for that time. So every departure that we endure proves what both Joni Mitchell and the band Cinderella said, which is, you don't know what you got till it's gone. I would have sang it, but it didn't go well for service. But you don't know what you got till it's gone. And then you're just, oh, I just want it back. You want that reunion so much. But we are told all believers will be with the Lord forever. Amen? Amen. That's exciting news, guys. That is exciting. I can't wait for that. So when earthly reunions make us weep with joy, when you get back together and it's been so long, right? And you just feel how good that feels. We should see it as a reminder that eternity will be one endless tear-wiping embrace. And when you feel the weight of missing somebody now, right? I'm thinking about this right now. I'm like, my mom's already up there, but it's going to be so good. That first hug is going to be so good. So don't let the ache lie to you. Let it lead you. Right? Because it is not the end of the story. It's just the dark that we experience before every dawn. And it trains our heart to trust that everything good is never gone. God does not let that happen. He preserves everything that's good. And so you're going to be reunited and it's going to be so good. And here's another one. Here's a sixth promise. This is a good news sermon, isn't it? And like, yeah, that's right. We got a lot of good stuff coming. Here's the sixth promise that we can get a sneak peek at. You'll clear up your confusion. Thank the Lord, because I don't know what I'm doing, right? There's a lot of confusion down here, but you're going to get all your confusion cleared up. And to see that sneak peek, you know that moment when you're watching a complicated movie and you feel like you're completely lost and you're like, I thought I understood Inception, but maybe not. And you're just like, I'm trying to get there. And you just feel like I'm dumber than I thought I was. And then all of a sudden some twist is revealed and suddenly everything makes sense. You ever have that feeling? Yeah, it's great. That's why they make a lot of money. Well, that feeling right there, that kind of click, right, where everything just clunk falls into place and you understand instantly, that kind of click happens all the time. I mean, it happens, I remember, in math class and stuff like that, where you're like, I don't get it, I don't get it. Oh, I get it all of a sudden. That click happens all the time to remind you that all the random details, all the confusing details of this life are eventually going to all come together in your own big moment of clarity. Oh, doesn't that sound good? Because, you know, we know for now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, right? It's all upside down and backwards and confusing. But on the other side, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully. Can you imagine how good that is? Right? If human writers can flip confusion into clarity with one reveal and we can just go, oh, it all makes sense, right? And you know that feeling. How much more will God connect every single piece of your life when you see the full picture face to face? That moment is coming. It's better than that aha moment when you were watching the movie and you're like, he's the bad guy after all. It all makes sense. You'll watch it and be like, I'm the bad guy. Anyway, so do this. Train yourself. See every single aha moment, every moment of that click that you experience down here as the reassuring echo of the true author's ability to give you the satisfying explanation that you've always wanted. Because he's got it. Every question that you have now, you'll show up and he'll say, that was because of this, that was because of this, that was because of that. And you'll go, of course it was, of course it was. And it'll be so satisfying. And seventh, you are promised that you will see justice served. Some of us are a little scared about that one, but you will see justice served. And there's a reason that the whole true crime craze has taken over TV. And a big part of why it happened is how much we love that feeling when like some new DNA evidence is introduced and it finally exonerates some innocent guy, or is introduced and it convicts the guilty guy who's been getting away with it for too long. Bless you. Like, it's just the best feeling. We're like, got him, right? Even though you had nothing to do with it, they're like, we did it again. We got him. And it's the same way, maybe you experience it this way, the same way we crave cops catching that car that speeds past you. I drive from Anacortes to Burlington and back every single day, and there are maniacs in our county. There are just crazy people who are just weaving in and out of them. And so every once in a while, I'm like, where's the cops? Like, you'll get yours, buddy, you know, because I'm an old man shaking my fist at them. I'm like, 45 on my speedometer. These guys are crazy. Anyway, but you know that feeling when it's so satisfying when you see somebody doing that and whizzing past you and then you see lights turn on and like, go get them, buddy. Like, that's just, yeah, everyone's going to get it, including myself. You guys aren't as vindictive as me? Oh, okay. No. There is something good about it, right? You just want everyone to be safe, right? And we just want everyone to play by the rules. So don't worry. God will judge the world in righteousness. Everything will be put right, okay? And every time you feel the fulfillment of truth prevailing, you know, where truth surfaces and you're like, yes, thank you, Lord. That's how it should feel. You should stop and savor that moment. Because you should stop and savor how awesome it is going to be to live full time in a world where God exposes and ends all evil forever. There's just no more transgression. It's just done. Because that roadside accountability in courtroom justice is just a taste of a world that is under the perfect rule of a perfect ruler. I mean, really, when you have that moment, it's like, what if everybody like just had to drive the speed limit. Boy, I really got to be in my bonnet apparently about that one. But if that was the truth, if you lived in a place under the perfect rule of a perfect ruler, that should free us to be able to lower our defenses and then vulnerably be our true selves. Because we just don't have to worry. It's under control. Everything is right. And lastly, you are promised that you are going to get more than you deserve. Isn't that a good one? You're going to get more than you deserve. Have you ever won a scratch ticket before? And sometimes it's like you buy, it's a dollar scratch ticket and you win a dollar and you're like, yeah! Why? You know why. Or sometimes you get a refund that you didn't expect. It happened to me where I was like, I had moved and I was paying an old utility for like 6 or 9 months. And they're like, here's a check for $400. And I was like, woo! And they were like, it's your own money, stupid. Like, you spent. And I'm like, I win. And they're like, whatever. But you ever get that? Or you just open an incredible gift. Somebody buys you an incredible gift. All of those moments. All of those moments are glimpses of the awesome feeling of an unearned reward. It's the way that, like, trust fund kids can be born into billions that they just get their whole lives to try and spend. That's their whole thing, right? Like, that's it. And you just go, oh, that would be so nice. Well, I got some good news for you. God has given us an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. You guys, we are the trust fund kids. We got billions in our spiritual bank account, but don't expect more than a taste yet. Because this inheritance is kept in heaven for you. So it's not yet, but it's there. So you can have that feeling. And if you have tasted the goodness of an unearned gift and seen how these other earthly kids can inherit a fortune just by birth, well, then you should be able to project how excited you should feel about the reality of an infinite, eternal inheritance that's coming. Trust fund kids. Trust funds. That's us. So celebrate every single birthday, every Christmas, every raffle win. I have to stop here and say, if you were at trivia night, a lot of you were at trivia night, my wife won a raffle. Okay?
Again.
She had the defense ready to go. Anyway, I've never seen her that excited in my life. And I mean, I married her. We had a wedding, like where we were together. And she was like, meh. But this, winning a raffle, she was like, it's happening. Like she let her spirit left her body for a while. And it was just like, there is a God. I was so scared of her in that moment. But it was such a good illustration. It was such a good, like, when you just win it, you're like, this is awesome. This feels so good. But that is just a puny preview of how electrifying it will be when our adoption through Christ comes with keys to the whole kingdom. You won't be able to handle it. She will just lose her mind. But I mean, like, that's everything. You get the whole thing. It's the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You get the whole place, you know? Because we who have the first fruits of the Spirit. That's us, okay? We have the first fruits of the Spirit, aka the temporary taste of these future promises. We get the first fruits. This is what it's going to be. We just get that first little crop. Those of us who have experienced it, well, now we groan inwardly as we eagerly wait for our adoption to sonship. For in this hope we were saved, right? Like it feels that way. But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. So the question is, are you letting the Spirit seize every opportunity to empower your patience? Are you letting the Spirit lead you to those moments where you can get a taste and you can say, okay, I can wait for this. It's going to be this good. Are you tasting everything? Are you seeing every small, satisfying second in your life as a door to explore and expand your perception of the future potential? Boy, you should be. You should be building that excitement with every single one of these things. You can see them, you know, in these other ways, but you got to see them that way because earthly joy is deliberately designed to make you hungry for heaven. We're not supposed to fill up on the appetizers down here. We're supposed to stay hungry for heaven. That's why you only get a little bit. All of the little wonderful moments, these fleeting seconds, they are just first fruit, first courses to awaken your appetite for the whole spiritual feast. So don't let them slip by you as a passing fancy. You know, don't just say, it's good, but it's just temporary. No. Dwell in them. Delight in them. Every time you find any little second, I mean, this is what they'll know us by our joy and our love, right? Like that's who we're supposed to be. Even the smallest experiences present us with an opportunity for faith to flourish, right? To just really dig in and delight in there. But every single day, we have to be receptive to receiving them. We have to go into those doors. Every single day, we have to choose how we see things. And it comes down to these two perspectives, really. Are our experiences meaningless randomness or meaningful messages? Everything that is happening today in your day. And I'm going to tell you right now, I had a hard week. I had a hard week that was very difficult, and it would be very easy to complain about it and say it was all just pointless and, you know, trouble on trouble. But if you go into it looking for what are you trying to show me, Lord? Where's the good that you're hiding in here? What is the meaningful message? It is full of them still. There were so many great moments this week. And if you want to taste and see that the Lord is behind all the good, well, God says you got to seek if you want to find. You can't just wait for it to happen. You got to go in there. So why not use this life to call that bluff? This is how I tell this to other people. I'm like, so people on the outside, if you haven't tasted yet, try it. Just try it. Why not look closer at every single ordinary minute to see if there might be a secret door hidden? Because it's there, I'm telling you right now. And if you do, just let it happen, and maybe you go over to it and you catch a glimpse of something good by stopping and looking at that moment a little bit longer. Why not press your eye right up to that peephole and treat that peak as the inspiring preview that God created it to be? Get excited by what you see. Because every single holy moly ole moment where you just can't believe that something could be this good down here, every single one of those moments you experience is one more Holy Spirit sample that is designed and built and meant to make you more excited for a future that is coming that is out of this world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray about it. Father God, boy, oh boy, do we love you and we thank you for proving your promises with every preview of heaven that you sneak into every moment of life. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you train our eyes to taste and see your goodness and turn every single ole moment into hope and turn it into patience and worship. And Lord Jesus, we just praise you for being the King who came down here to us and left the clues that we need to see how each earthly reunion and restoration and relief and reward all remind us that we are almost home. And to that we all said, Amen.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make his face shine upon you.